And now let's see how other stories are coursing through social media. Mike Barry is social media producer for The Guardian in the U.S. Mike, what's jumping out for you?
Well, we had a really interesting story that resonated on social media yesterday, the story of a man named Bertrand Olotara. He is a cook for the United States Senate, and he went on strike yesterday and wrote a commentary piece for us urging the president to sign an executive order mandating a $15 an hour minimum wage for government employees and contractors.
Well, actually, we have some sound from your interview, The Guardian's interview with Bertrand Olotara, an immigrant from the Republic of Congo who, as you said, works as a cook in the Senate. Let's listen.
I'm a divorced father, 5 kids, and I work 7 days a week, 60 hours a week, 240 hours a month. When you compare to people who work at Costco, they make more. And I work in the Senate building, one of the prestigious place in the world.
And Mike Barry, we should say that those 60 hours are not all at the Senate. He also works at Whole Foods. Your paper estimated that he made about $36,000 last year. He's also paying off student debt from his bachelor's degree at Strayer University and raising 5 kids. This was part of a general strike, wasn't it? A Senate workers' strike? What's been the reaction online?
It really resonated with readers on Facebook. There was just a tremendous amount of shares going on, and it actually sort of emanated from Facebook onto traditional cable news channels as well, CNN, CBS, and MSNBC. What I think really strikes readers in this story is how it relates to the larger fight for 15, which we saw protests with fast food workers last week, and a general sense and part of this larger discussion that people are having about what is a living wage, what is government's role in creating regulations that lead to that. And beyond that, what I thought was really interesting about this piece was that Mr. Olotara was directing it right at the senators, some of whom are running for president of the United States, and saying, if you can't take care of the people who work for you in the Senate cafeteria, how can you take care of all of these people that you promise you're going to bring the American dream to? Oh. And I think that that was a really clear way for people on social media to understand the plight of this man and how it resonates in their own life.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that story now. What else? Give us one more you're seeing resonate on social media.
Something that I think was really interesting was a story that the New York Times has been covering about Parma, Missouri. There is a new mayor in Parma, Missouri, Tyus Byrd. She is the first African-American mayor in Parma's history. And once she became mayor, most of the city staff actually resigned, several members of the police force, as well as a couple of administrative staff as well. While they are stating that it's about police safety, some people on Twitter particularly are focusing on how this relates to a general sense that the police and there's a rift between police and African-American communities. Mm-hmm. The thing that I find really interesting about this and how people are talking about it on Twitter is that they're basically filling in the blanks. While the police say that it's really about their own safety, Tyus Byrd herself says she doesn't really know why they resigned. And people are using this as another example of the kinds of racial tensions that exist between police and the African-American community around the country. And particularly because this story is coming out of Missouri, with all of the discussions that we've been having over the last several months with Ferguson, I think that it just adds another boost to the idea that there is a regional problem that also speaks to a larger national issue that people really want to talk about right now.
Huh. Everything's going to be looked at through that prism. And we should say the new mayor, Mayor Byrd, also said she never encountered any black-white issues in Parma, but we'll keep an eye on that story as well. Well, I think we need to end on a light note, and we have one. President Obama visited Jamaica, the first U.S. presidential visit in more than 3 decades, and said this to a group of students at the University of the West Indies.
Greetings, massive. Hey. Wagwan, Jamaica.
Greetings, massive. Wagwan, Jamaica. It means what's going on. Mike, what happened?
So essentially, there was a vine that came out of that with the Wagwan Jamaica that several different musicians and rappers remixed and turned it into kind of a hip-hop musical extravaganza that pushed that story into, like, the pop culture sphere.
Well, we've been listening to one version. Many Jamaica dance hall artists took it. This is Bombs Away. Mike Barry, social media producer for The Guardian in the U.S. Wagwan!
Wagwan to you, too.